say this again that you just said. it's a little recorded, but say what you said about the wind, that you don't have a wind meter.
Why?
It makes you nervous.
Why?
You know, I once did the Centurion, my Maarten Dikke. Voor ze koren. Oh, I have to talk to him. You know.
I work for NBC.
Okay, NBC, fine. No. Because if you look to a wind meter, and then you see the needle going to 30 or 35 knots, yeah. You know, or 50 or 55 knots. Yeah, you get nervous.
Yeah.
Sure. And if you don't have it, then...
So you're looking at sea state.
I'm looking at sea state, yeah. Sea state, and it all also depends if you have it on the nose, yeah. Or if you have it as a running wind. Yeah. And, you know, we once made a trip on a Centurion, Centurion 49, from Cherbourg to Dieppe.
Where's Dieppe?
Dieppe, that's France.
Okay.
Normandy.
Normandy. And, you know, that boat had all electronics on board you can think of. Mm-hmm. And then the wife of the owner, we had a three double reefed, and we were doing about between 9 and 11 knots.
Cool.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah, with a running sea. But it was quite comfortable.
Yeah.
And then the lady got very nervous because she read inside on the chart table 50 to 60 knots of wind.
Yeah.
Oof. Then she said, you're running down, 50, 60 knots of wind. She said, this is scaring. I said, no, this is not scaring. You know, we're running nicely. We can see we're running nicely, making between 9 and 11 knots. We did an average in 12 hours, nearly 10 knots. That is a lot,
Yeah.
With a displacement boat.
Yeah.
Then I said, Marianne, don't look to that meter. That meter must be wrong. Mm. She said, why must that meter be wrong? Then I said, you know, when I started to sail in 63 as a deck boy, they told me that with force 8 is a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, force 8 is a storm, and with force 8 then ships will drown and you know, all kinds of bloody things will happen. I said, and we do not drown, we have a perfect situation, we have a nice running wind, mm-hmm. So in my feeling it is not a storm.
Mm-hmm.
So the meter must be wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't look to the meter. And then she got relaxed. So when I told her the meter must be wrong, after the trip they had the meter checked and the meter was not wrong. But the worries were gone.
Meters are still wrong, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So it's the stability of the boat and
stability.
The amount of sail.
Amount of sail. You feel it as sea state, you know, where are you at the moment? If you are on the Visserbank, Van der Velde, you know.
Don't roll over.
On the Fisher.
On the Fisher, okay.
Yeah. So if you on a bank,
mm-hmm.
And the tide is against the wind, then 4-7 or 8, there can be an enormous confused sea.
Very rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you have an open ocean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, same you have in the Gulf Stream,
mm-hmm.
Between Bermuda and Annapolis. You got really freak waves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Pride of Baltimore went down above Bermuda. The Maracas went down above Bermuda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and that is all from the sea state.
Mm-hmm.
And then the North Sea is one of the. I mean, it looks always like the Isle Lake, but then bigger.
Yeah.
And it more north we came. Sea went more stable.
Yeah,
it was deeper.
Longer waves.
Yeah.
Deeper, less current. Less time.
Yeah. But you saw when we were running downwind, really 4-6 to 7, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
By the time we'd set two reefs, the boat was doing lesser speed, but she was completely under control. We could steer her up where we wanted.
Yeah.
She was stable and she was nice to sail.
Yeah.
What did we do there? I already forgot.
we did everything to speed down.
Yeah.
It was going too fast.
Yeah.
We got 18
problems.
Yeah.
Oh,
well. Yeah, it was.